question is from Camilla. From your perspective, what are the best ways to move people along after the death transitioning in a past life regression?
Well, past life regressions can be very helpful, but it also can be a little terrifying. It can be a moment where you're looking at something in the past that might be very tragic, or might be, because if you're going back into time and medieval times and stuff, it was a much more barbaric time, and things were handled a little bit more abruptly. I mean, there was executions, there was a lot of bloodshed, hand-to-hand combat. Death was something that could be very scary. So if you're taking someone through a past life regression, and let's say they die, and it's a tragic death. Let's say maybe they got beheaded for, you know, going against the crown. And it was you that did that. So as you're moving through it, and the person who is the facilitator needs to be careful that they stay right with the person who's going through the death transition, because for a brief second or two, it's disconcerting. It can be like, oh my God. But once you land on the other side, you're fine, but there's that maybe 4 or 5 second interlude as they make the leap from life into the afterlife. There can be some difficulty around it, especially if it's a violent death or some sort of tragic death where there's awareness, or maybe not awareness, that they're, you know, going to be transitioning. It's very important to keep them moving forward, to keep them thinking you are now in the afterlife. Look around. There's no need to be scared that you don't have that body anymore, but that's okay because you still exist. You still are part of your own awareness. So, and we do think the person who is being regressed going through that death transition from a past life, it can be eye-opening. It, even if it's scary or even if it's a little bit tragic, we think it can give comfort. After they've gone through the mechanics of it, it can bring comfort to say, gosh, I was, you know, walking up the scaffold, and the next thing I know, I'm in the loving arms of my mother I haven't seen in 20 years because she passed away. So there is a 4 or 5 second delay as they move into it, and that's where the facilitator has to be truly supportive. And if the person is upset or scared or something, it's really important to hold their hand energetically and take them through it. It is a very quick transition thing. So it's not like you have to stand there for hours and, you know, comfort the person. It's just like you're making the transition. There you go. You're walking through it. There you, and you're here. And that way it offers comfort for those who might not be experienced. It keeps everyone from being a little too emotional because some of these lives and deaths were, you know, way different than what you have now. So if you're being a facilitator for past life regression, it's important to be responsible and, most of all, completely present and connected with the person as they're going through it, because it will help them. And then we think it's important to go through that transition. It's an eye-opener for anybody who does that.